Well, all right. Well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee, he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in a few minutes. Stan McDonald from Wilmer and Lee. All right, let me ask a question. Did you ever see the Robin Williams movie called Hook? I mean, look, I love that movie. Hit the theaters back in 1991, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman, Julia Roberts, and more, all in a classic recreation of the story of Peter Pan. But it takes kind of a different twist on the old story because it starts off with Peter Pan, played by Robin Williams, all grown up with a family of his own and responsibilities and business to attend to. I mean, I won't get into the whole story, but suffice to say, it's a great movie for the holidays coming up. But there was one scene that to me is just one of the most incredible moments in modern movie history. You see, in the movie, Robin Williams' character of the grown-up Peter Pan, he had forgotten who he was. The once great Pan could not remember his childhood adventures. It was like a distant dream. And now he couldn't fly, he couldn't fight, he couldn't smile. He was just a stodgy grown-up with no joy, overwhelmed with the cares of life. But then came that scene when the Lost Boys found him, and they began to wonder if he was really their Peter Pan. And the smallest of the Lost Boys came up and began to touch his face and push on the wrinkles and touch the gray hairs. And then he pushed back both of Robin Williams' cheeks and made kind of a smile on Peter's face. And he said, "Oh, Peter, there you are." It was the moment that the Lost Boys knew that Peter Pan was back. Peter Pan found himself and he got back to really living. And I got to be honest, sometimes I feel like that's where America is. I feel like we've lost the joy, the clutter of serious life, the inability to remember who we really are as a nation. It's as if America has forgotten itself sometimes. The past 4 years have been hard, no kidding. COVID, COVID lockdowns, civil unrest, epic inflation, a bumbling White House, the loss of Afghanistan, the lack of cohesive plan for our future, a skewing of priorities, cancel culture, lawfare, transgender activism, BLM accusations, all of it. Nothing about the past 4 years was at all what America is really about, but it did serve to somewhat stifle who we are. And in the midst of hard times, Americans began to lose some of the sense that this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I feel like we lost a sense of ourselves. We were beaten down a bit, but the truth is being on the ropes does not mean the fight is over. And I'm going to tell you right now, I sense a turning. There's a real and present sense right now that America is clawing its way back to the joy of living the adventure of being American. I mean, not just the business, not just the seriousness. The distant dream of what America was is on the return. And we're going to find that smile and get back to flying and fighting and living. And I see it in many ways, but one of the most tangible ways that I see it is in events like what we saw this past weekend. President-elect Trump, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, and a whole host of patriots all attended the annual Army-Navy football game. It was epic. It was so good. It was also pointed out, by the way, that Joe Biden never once did that. As the national anthem was being sung by cadets from both West Point and Annapolis in their dress uniforms, President Trump stood at attention and saluted. A military flyover followed. The crowd went wild. It felt different, you know? It felt better. It felt like the America that's been missing for a few years. I've heard it said the Army-Navy game is one of the only sporting events you can watch where every member of both teams is committed to the idea of giving their life for every person who's watching the game. And that's humbling. But it's so true. And my sense is, this was not a one-time moment. I think patriotism's coming back. I think pride in America is back. I think peace through strength is back. I think America is so back. Now think back over the past 4 years under the Biden administration. Is there anybody in the Middle East that feared Joe Biden? Is there anyone in China who believed that Chinese interests were better served by having a strong friendship with the U.S.? The answer is no. Have the drug cartels and the coyotes on the southern border, have they had any concern at all whatsoever with U.S. law enforcement? Mm-mm. If oil prices have been steep, would the OPEC nations pick up the phones when we called? Probably not. When we warned Russia not to invade Ukraine, they just did it anyway. When we abandoned friends and allies in Afghanistan, the Taliban were emboldened and Iran was invited in. The world is filled up with foreign leaders who stopped valuing our friendship and they had no fear of having us as an enemy because the Biden administration is filled with glass ceiling breaking, do nothing, America bashing beta people who insists that climate change is the existential threat to our way of life and that your use of pronouns is somehow the clearest indicator of your worth. It is imperative that on the world stage, our foreign policy has as its core the notion that it is best to be our friend and that if we extend the hand of friendship, you should not reject it. We must build relationships to further the fight, and we must fight to build those relationships. Relationships that are forged through warrior diplomacy, with the underlying thought that it's better to be our friend than our foe, which always should be on their minds. But you can only do that, by the way, you can only do that. You can only have warrior diplomacy when you walk in the authority of who you are, when you exude confidence in your position. But the truth is, the Biden administration found that whole line of thinking to be offensive. The Biden administration would rather that we lead from behind and apologize for being the biggest dog on the international block. And I'm not surprised to have seen President Trump standing at attention and saluting during the Army-Navy game, and I'm equally not at all surprised that Joe Biden never did. It's how they do things. It's how they view the world. Trump believes in leading from a position of strength and reminding people that being an American is a gift from God. And Biden believed in apologizing for being strong. For a number of years, we've seen a leftist agenda that has stymied our national pride, and it's beyond time for civilian leaders to go back to a position of strength and readiness, not equity and wokeness. The world is not a stable place, even more so based on 4 years of the United States being dragged through the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. We have to restore the sense of identity that made us the cowboys of the world. We have to walk in our God-given authority as a force for good and a foe to evil. It's a sense of maintaining our national honor, of not allowing somebody else, much less some rogue group of violent, backward-thinking, hairy-knuckled misogynists, to dictate our reputation on the world stage. Our honor is of our making. It is a sacred matter not to be taken lightly, because this is our country, our home, our refuge. It's a place where the sweat of our brow and the work of our hands has forged a future for our kids. Our country where the generations before us labored and fought and loved and laughed to form a more perfect union. Duty, honor, and country. It's far more than just a phrase. Not some melodramatic intonation of old school promises. It's real to the vast majority of Americans. Duty, honor, and country. We care about that. I mean, sure, the network news, they may want you to believe that critical race theory and Antifa and white supremacists and Black Lives Matter, that somehow those fringe elements are the core of who we are, in some way the true nature of who we are, and they most certainly are not. The core of our citizenry recognize the value of who we are as a nation. The vast majority of Americans will fly the flag, stand for the anthem, and volunteer for the cause. Duty, honor, and country. We still have that full capability as a nation, as a military, to fully engage the process, to fix the situation we've been in, to restore the pride and the patriotism that has been flagging for 4 long years. And look, I'm no rocket scientist. I'm just a salty old Ranger who gets misty-eyed when I see the flag waving. I don't know everything, but I can see a few things, even from this side of the far horizon. I can see a nation, America, that is hungry for leadership that reminds them of who they really are. The biggest dog, the greatest friend, the one who helps the hurting and hurts the harmful, the one that promotes the good and opposes the bad, the by God United States of America, where it's better to be our friend than to be our foe any day of the week, the kind of nation that is willing to win friends and kill enemies, the kind of nation that we have been and really still are. We just need to be reminded. Oh, look, America, there you are. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.